is the Happy Mama Movement, a weekly podcast dedicated to changing the conversation about what it means to be a mother and a woman in this day and age. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, author, mama, and former journalist. After spending 15 years chasing news and burning myself out trying to be Superwoman, I realized that I was chasing a dream that no longer served me. And since then, have dedicated myself to understanding the transition that we go through as women when our whole identity shifts with motherhood. Every week, I will bring you the very best insights and inspiration I can find to help us all change the way we feel about this time in our lives and create a movement that allows us to honor motherhood differently. Welcome back, mamas. This is the 150th episode of the Happy Mama Movement podcast. A huge milestone for me. This podcast has been, at this moment, downloaded nearly 300,000 times, and I have had the absolute privilege of speaking to both leading experts and beautiful mamas from around the world. Both excite me equally. It is so amazing to be able to tap into the knowledge and expertise of people around the world who are studying matrescence and motherhood, who are really looking at what it means to be a woman these days, what changes we need to make, both within ourselves and, most importantly, in the systems and structures that support mothers and women. I love those interviews, but I also equally love the opportunity to speak to beautiful mamas who are making their own changes within themselves and are beginning to see how that ripples out to everything. One of the core values of Mama Rising and everything I do is the empowerment of mothers so that they can then go out and be the change we need in this world. Which is why on this special episode, I wanted to talk to you about the heroine's journey. This concept was originally described and written about by Maureen Murdoch. The heroine's journey describes the journey of a woman, the journey that we all take in our lives to become who we really are, the heroine of our own story, the goddess, the enlightened woman, the whole woman, all of it. And what I have seen over the many, many years and thousands of women I have spoken to is this heroine's journey is within all of us, and matrescence, motherhood, is the key. It's the heroine's journey experience embodied. So let me explain to you what this is. The heroine's journey describes a woman's journey as first walking into a very masculine-driven world. She grows up realizing that around her, the structures, the definitions of success, who she's expected to be, is really shaped and formed in a very patriarchal, masculine world. She is taught to achieve, be busy, be active, be strong. She's taught that emotions are weak, resting is unproductive. She's taught competition and striving. All of us begin this way. Whether you were super ambitious like I was and had your sights set on big things, or even if you decided differently, it is still the world that we were first introduced to, a patriarchal, masculine world that was very much about the outward action, getting to a destination. What happens in the heroine's journey is that she goes deep into the masculine world. And in that world, she meets the challenge. She meets the enemy almost. She is challenged to find a way to succeed in this world. And she realizes that it won't work. Now, how do we realize it won't work for us? Many different ways. Some of us experience deep illness within our bodies. This was the first experience of that breaking of the masculine model within me. First, it was Hashimoto's disease, a thyroid disease that I was diagnosed with just 4 months after my first child was born. Then it was adrenal fatigue and exhaustion. It was numerous health concerns, a body that was not strong, that told me every single day, this is not working for you, Amy. And then eventually, it was the physical manifestation of early labour at 28 weeks with my third child. It was the breaking of me within that model. But this is an important part of the heroine's journey. This is an important part of us reclaiming ourselves as women. As we become our own heroine, we go into that masculine world and we realize it's not for us. We try our best to prove ourselves and we fall short. Not because we failed, but because the system isn't right. This is often where I meet mamas. In my work, I meet women in that beginning of realization that it's not working. And in the heroine's journey, when she realizes it doesn't work, she begins to retreat within herself. She retreats away from the masculine system. She retreats into a deep exploration of why it didn't work and who is she then. This is the most beautiful place. This is matrescence. To realize that inner split, that who you thought you needed to be wasn't going to work, but who are you without it? And this is the juiciest, most creative, most divine place where I sit and so many of the mamas in my community sit with you to hold space with you and to honor this retreat back from the masculine. Sometimes we can spend years in this place. I often think that if we really understood matrescence, the fourth trimester, the changing of who we are, the disintegration of our identity so we can become someone new, if we really understood this retreat into the feminine, it would be divine. We would allow ourselves to step back from the rat race, from the system, allowing ourselves to really explore within ourselves. This is such an important part of being a woman. We really do go through this process of deep into the rigged system and the masculine energy, realize it doesn't work for us, and then completely retreat back. This retreat is gradual or sudden. It means rejecting everything of your life, or it is actually quite subtle and silent. All of it is a part of the process. And as mamas begin to retreat within, as they go within themselves to start questioning, why did it not work? Who am I now? What does it mean to be a mother and a woman? This is where we meet you. It is my greatest honor over the last few years to not only have sat with so many women around the world in this retreat space, but also now to be training and supporting others to do the same. It is a spectacular honor and blessing. And in this space, to see a woman really undo the beliefs of who she thought she should be, really question what does it mean to be a woman, a mother? What does success look like outside of that very masculine definition? To see her find those answers is a gift. Because what happens after that is she then returns to the world balanced. We don't stay in the retreated feminine space. It is a part of the ritual and rite of passage of the heroine's journey, but we're not meant to stay there. The ultimate goal is to return to the world changed. It is to step back in to that outside world that we retreated from differently, ready to balance both who we are and what the world needs, to be the change we need to see. And that is the ultimate goal of it all. Over the last 7 years, now 150 podcast episodes, more than 5,000 women through my programs, 2 books, countless coaching hours, I can tell you that Maureen Murdoch's insights into the heroine's journey of a woman is parallel to the experience of matrescence. Matrescence is the retreating from who you thought you needed to be, to questioning why you thought you needed to be that, and redefining it for yourself. And then, once you have received all of the support you need, you then return to the world changed, ready, your own heroine. This is the journey of a mama rising. This is what matrescence really is. It goes beyond the fourth trimester. It goes beyond what it means to be a mother. This is the rite of passage of womanhood. And it gives me goosebumps to talk about how powerful this really is. So what does she need when she's in that space of exploration and discovery? I believe she needs 3 things. She needs rituals to return into her life. As women, we are meant to notice cycles and seasons. We are meant to practice rituals every day that help us go back within ourselves. The world will constantly pull you back into action. It will demand you prove how successful you are, how on top of things you are, what a great mother you are, how successful you can be. Without rituals, you will be pulled back into that masculine world over and over again. The ritual is the daily retreat back in to yourself. That's how we really begin to honor this. The second thing she needs in this space is circles of women. This is a core value of Mama Rising. We must have our village, a place that we can be vulnerable and raw, where we can share how we are retreating and why, where we can lay bare the realities of being a mama and a woman, and we can see ourselves in each other. We have to have a village of women. We are not meant to do this on our own. And if you think that you can, I lovingly say to you, the experience of sharing this with other mamas and women will profoundly propel you into being who you want to be. We're not meant to do it alone. We're meant to be together. And the third step, the third thing she really needs in that space of retreat is the processes and tools for self-exploration. This is a time of exploring who you are, to look at the stories you've told yourself from birth about what it means to be a good mother and a successful woman. It's your chance to explore different ideas of womanhood and motherhood, to be okay with not knowing the answers yet, but exploring what they could be. And you can only do that with the first two, with rituals and circles. This is what I'm here to share with you. I'm here to remind you that there is a journey that you are on, where you go deeply into the world and who the world thinks you need to be. You try your best to succeed in a world and a system that is not set up to support you as a woman or a mother. And when you see that, often at the same time you become a mama, it is 100% normal and natural that you then retreat. You pull back. You're meant to then find the rituals, circles, and self-exploration for you to understand who you are and why. And then, when you have done that and you are ready, you feel certain and strong within yourself of who you are now, you then step back out into the world, ready. Ready for change. Ready to be the mama that your children need, ready to be your whole self. That's the heroine's journey. That's matrescence. And that's mama's rising. Thank you for sharing this podcast with me through 150 episodes, whether you are brand new here or have listened to all 150. I'm so grateful. This really is a movement. We're creating change. And you're part of that change by questioning, by exploring, by honouring the fact that you are in the space of retreat, of exploration, of finding out who you really are. Thank you. Until next week. Sat Nam.